Our friends at the Mackinac Center have a way of bringing issues home to us in so many various different ways. All of you know I'm an avid golfer, have been for years and years and years. Love the sport, love what it does for charity, love what it represents, forcing you to call penalties on yourself. And in this case, we see that golf maybe should be calling a penalty on itself, where public ownership of golf courses is concerned. The Lansing, city of Lansing, owns an 18-hole course and a 9-hole course, a driving range and a learning center. And in 08-09 and 07-08, those two budget years, they lost a total of over $830,000 on their golf projects. Meantime, they were sending out layoff notices this year to 44 police officers in the city of Lansing while they were owning those golf courses, losing money on maintaining them, and competing with private enterprise to boot. Ken Braun is the managing editor of the Michigan Capital Confidential, and on the other end of our line from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, he lives in Lansing, so his tax dollars go to those projects there. Ken's on the other end of our line. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, and yes, I am a Lansing resident. I live right down the road from the driving range you just mentioned and learning center. It's a combined facility. And, city of Lansing has been having a fight for years about those golf courses. Interestingly enough, it wasn't in the article that you were referencing that Tom Gantert wrote, but something, another piece of this puzzle that should be interesting to your listeners, former candidate for governor and current Lansing mayor, Virge Bernero, has actually been trying to sell the 18-hole golf course for some time, and the city council... The majority of the membership on the city council won't let him put it on the ballot for people like me to vote to sell the silly thing.
Well, good for Virge. I mean, that's
yep.
I think the mayor is on the right track there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I would certainly vote to sell the course. I'm also an avid golfer. I love the game. I don't play in Lansing. I play in private courses in the surrounding area.
And you know, that's all well and good, but the issue here is what for the city of Lansing? Why does it insist on holding on to the golf courses and not even consider letting the residents decide whether to dispatch them?
Well, the politics of Lansing are very complicated. It basically boils down to some presumption that we're selling city park land. There's some folks that are arguing we shouldn't be putting it in the hands of developers, and you know, a lot of the standard economically leftist politics that you'll find in a lot of cities the size of Lansing, unfortunately. Privately owned is the issue we're talking about here, and generally fairly competitive price-wise with the publicly owned courses as well.
Well, and that's the other part. It does not have to become an exclusive membership club, per se. It can be, as you put it, privately owned and a daily fee golf course.
Mm-hmm.
In which
case,
it has to compete against everyone else for customers. That's the way the free enterprise system works. You have to make sure the course stays in good repair in order to draw customers. And if you don't, you're going to lose that $400,000 that taxpayers right now are using to subsidize the place.
Certainly. I mean, there's a course near my house over in Okemos. It's a nice 9-hole, full-size golf course. You can play it twice for less than a dollar a hole. It's a privately owned course.
There you go.
Yep.
Now that's one issue there in Lansing. There's another one, I understand, because there are a ton of these courses around the state,
mm-hmm.
including here in the Detroit area. I didn't know this, but Jackson owns a putt-putt course?
Yeah, that was another of our stories. City of Jackson owns a putt-putt golf course. You know, what we're basically getting down to here is something that with the Mackinac Center, we didn't invent this. Somebody else thought of the idea, but it's a great idea. It's called the Yellow Pages test, and you apply this test to decide whether government should be involved in something or not. And if you can find a private business that's doing something that is listed in the Yellow Pages, then government probably shouldn't be doing it. And certainly, you can go through any Yellow Pages and find any number of privately owned golf courses that are advertising for your business. When that's the case, you shouldn't have city governments using the power of their taxing authority and whatnot to subsidize golf courses to compete against private business owners who are trying to create real businesses. And, you know, whether we're talking about the Jackson Putt-Putt course or the course here in Lansing or any number of other municipalities who may not even be losing money on their golf courses, because they all don't lose money. They're not all like Lansing. But even if they're not losing money, is it right for them to be creating businesses that compete against real taxpayers?
Exactly the point. Should government be in competition with private business on these? And
yeah.
You know, but it is. This is not as if we have a federally owned golf course, which would be unsupportable constitutionally. Individual cities and states do have a right to decide whether they want to spend their money this way. I mean, this is part of our republic.
Yeah, we do. We do allow it. It's a question of whether we should allow that kind of behavior by a city government. And whether the taxpayers within that, and the voters within that city, should be supporting folks who behave that way. Certainly in Lansing, we have a city council that is, you know, and I don't know, you know, Mayor Bonero is probably not my guess is not philosophically opposed to his city operating a golf course. He's just made a fiscally prudent decision that at this time the city of Lansing is hanging on to a portion of its government that is just too expensive for it anymore, and it should be let go. I mean, I said, you know, like you, I love playing golf, but you know what? I've never gone to a golf course and handed them over my money when I had other priorities competing for that money. I've always done it with surplus money that I had to enjoy recreation with, and the city of Lansing simply, and many other cities, simply don't have that surplus recreation cash and shouldn't be owning golf courses as a result.
Well, listen, we appreciate the time this morning, Ken, and thanks for helping to bring this to light to everybody. And this is why we have discussions about things like this, because we live in that free republic that allows us to do so. Thanks so much. Hit them straight. Talk to you soon.
You betcha, Frank. Thank you very much.
Take care. Ken Braun, Managing Editor, Michigan Capital Confidential, up at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And, yeah, Putt-Putt. You got the city of Jackson. They're competing with Pirates Cove. So they just think about this. The city government in Jackson probably owns a clown's mouth. And, you know, one of those. Yeah, they've got a windmill. Well, you know they got a windmill. Doesn't every municipality have a windmill these days? Come on. They've probably got, you know, one of those railroad crossing gates go up and down. You got to hit the ball under that. So they own all that. You know, who do you complain to when the lights go out on the lighthouse on the golf course in the city of Jackson on their putt-putt course? I don't know. Back in a moment here on the Frank Beckman Show.